Thomas More Prep Marion recently welcomed some Argentinian students to the school. Principal Chad Meitner stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We've got a shot of south of the border, south of the equator excitement at TMP Marion this month, because we had 10 students from Buenos Aires, from Argentina, a Catholic school down there, are doing, it's not quite an exchange because we're not sending students down there technically yet, but we can look into that. But right now they're coming here and they're living with families, host families from Hayes, mostly families who have students in our school. And they got here on, January 7th on a little mini bus from the Wichita Airport. And so they went from, they flew into San Francisco, visited Las Vegas, and then flew to Wichita and came to Hayes. So they've seen quite a disparity of different parts of American culture already.
Yeah, I love that. And that really kind of speaks to me to the international reach of Thomas More Prep Marion. And it's not anything new. You guys have had relationships with students all over the world for as long as I've been around, right?
Yeah. For decades and decades, they've had students, primarily when you go way back to like the St. Joseph Military Academy days, they had students from the region. So Western Kansas, Eastern Colorado, maybe even New Mexico and Kansas City area. But more recently, I'd say even since the 90s and the early 2000s, it's been a more of an international mix. And so, yeah, there's been students from Mexico. There's been students from China, from Taiwan, from all sorts of countries over the years. And that continues. Even when our boarding program shifted to a host family model in 2015, we still are able to average 6 to 10 international students every year. And with these Argentinians here this month, we've got like 15 in the school right now. So it is, like I said, during the month of January, where, it's kind of like the middle of the year, it's darker, it's colder, maybe not as much to be excited about if you're a teenager in high school. But with these students kind of bringing a fresh spark to the school, it's a little more exciting around TMP Marion this month.
Yeah. And, maybe we want to talk about this for just a minute, that host families program, because I frequently see people in the community basically saying, hey, we've got some students coming, who can help us out?
Sure.
And I really, and of course, if I could, I would. I'd love to have an international student in my house for a while just to have those conversations. But How does that, come together and actually work for those kiddos?
Well, the timing has to be right. And it's, we basically say, here's 10 kids coming. We get a little bio, a little picture of them, their likes and dislikes and things like that. And then we go out to the community and say, hey, are you interested? And it is if you've got kids and jobs and, it's tough to say, okay, let's take a leap of faith and welcome this stranger into our home for anywhere from a month to some families do it for an entire year, school year. And that's quite a blessing, not only for the school, but then just for the other kids that get to interact with that person when they come here, because they bring, like I said, that worldview, the different culture. It's a different personality that maybe a kid in school doesn't have a lot of close friends, and all of a sudden the student comes in from another country and they just click. And all of a sudden that kid, enjoys school a lot more than they did before because they have that personal connection there. And, the families are doing the school, it's almost like donating money to the school in a way, because if the student is coming to TMP Marion and, bringing and paying $500 to go to school there, then that's made possible because a family opened up their home and said, yeah, we will welcome the stranger into our home. And all of a sudden they're helping the school with their time and their talent. It's a form of stewardship. They're not actually donating any money, but they're still helping by welcoming that student.
Well, I don't know if you've had to feed. I'm sure you have. You've got children. You have to feed them. That adds up pretty darn quick.
Yeah, there's an expectation.
But I'm curious, too. Is that open to anybody in the community, or do they have to be affiliated with either the Catholic Church or the schools?
It's open to anyone in the community. We do have a few. Like, there's a lady who's a widow, and she works at the school part-time, but she's hosting one of these students from Argentina. And so it's... and there's a parishioner family that doesn't have students currently at TMP Marion that's hosting. And then you've got the typical ones that maybe they've got a junior at the school. And so that junior's taking that kid to school and they're hosting. So it runs the gamut. And really, it does, you don't have to have a student at T&P Marion or Holy Family to be a host family if you're interested.
That's so cool. Because really, yeah, that's bringing in an international view, worldview into Hayes. And of course, I love where we live. I love Ellis County. I've moved back several times. But we are kind of isolated out here. And we can sometimes get that maybe tunnel vision into our way of life. But bringing those students in. And I remember I've interacted with a handful over the years in different capacities. And it's always so neat to hear those stories and hear why they're here and hear about their life and how it's different. And in a lot of ways, what I like to hear is how it's the same.
Yes. Yeah. The things we have in common. And that is so powerful for any of us. And especially, I think, for our teenagers who sometimes, you know, get caught up in their social circles or their activities at this small school here in Kansas. But there's a big world out there. And for them to just get a little more awareness about all the different kinds of people and things that are out there. It's a form of education that's really cool. And plus, these students come in, they love Hayes. These 10 Argentinians have all talked about, everyone is so nice here. Everyone is so polite. They're just having a blast because they feel so welcomed, and they go to the bowling alley or they go to Walmart or they go to the basketball game, and people are just going up to them and welcoming them. And that's different from not only other, maybe some other countries, but even in the United States, bigger cities, I think, you know, because of the dynamics of living in an urban area, you just don't get that welcome from strangers because that's just something you don't do in the city. So they love Hayes, and it's really cool for us to show off Hayes and what it has to offer to people from around the world.
Yeah. And before we run out of time, we got to talk about this. We're into the 2023. You guys have kicked off the semester. You've got activities up and rolling too, right?
Yep. Oh, of course. And it's good too. Again, like I mentioned, how January is kind of dark and it gets, you know, the sun goes down early and it's cold. So these kids, they need those activities, I think, sometimes to really stay excited. And so the basketball teams have been going at it. We had our first home game finally. We had two games postponed during December because of illness and weather and things. So we had our first home basketball game on Friday, and it was a huge crowd. It was, you know, as much people as I've seen in the field house in quite a while. So that was fun. Wrestling is, of course, going after it. They're going to different tournaments. It's a small team. There's only about 6 guys and 2 girls on the boys and girls wrestling teams this year. But they're staying busy with going to tournaments. And even our debate team, which is technically a fall activity, they had their state competition this weekend. And I have not heard the results yet, so I need to go back to the office and get updated on that. But they competed Friday and Saturday in Wichita in the 3-2-1A state debate tournament. So, yeah, there's school is kind of always the thing that's going on, but you've also got the activities, the new students from Argentina, and hopefully there's a lot to still be excited about, even though we're past the holidays and those kinds of things. So
absolutely. The countdown begins to summer at this point, right?
Yeah, spring break and then summer. And our seniors already have a little, there's a dry erase board in our learning commons, and they're already counting down how many days to graduation. So I think their count's off, but I get the gist.
It's pretty close, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But if they only knew like what it's going to look like 20 years from now when they're looking back and wishing that they had those days back.
Amen. Yep. And that's what we try to tell them all the time. But and I think on what certain level they get that, but. Yeah, I was a teenager, and I also remember what I thought when people told me that. So I'm sympathetic to that.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else you want to hit on before we go?
No, I mean, we're just, like I said, we're getting excited. We got Catholic Schools Week coming up at the end of the month, and in our next couple of Catholic Schools reports, we could talk more about the exciting events that come along with that week. And just thankful to the community, as always, for making this a great place to live and a place to have Catholic schools that are vibrant and hopefully providing a lot of good things for this fantastic community.